Playoff time around the Upper Cumberland gets set to begin as district tournaments for softball and baseball begin this weekend. This is the High School Playbook. The regular season has come to an end for the Clark Range Buffaloes, ending the first regular season under head coach Tim Jones. When asked what it is that he thinks he's improved in the most this year, he says he's focused on trying to learn the district to help his team out as much as possible.
Well, I think a lot of it is, I mean, just the growth-wise of it is for one playing in the district. You know, I haven't ever been a part of this district, so getting to know some of the teams, getting to know some of the players, just not just on my team, but throughout the district, that's growth. You know, getting to see some of the young kids and seeing what everybody's got coming forth. Growing-wise, you know, a big part of that is just knowing the level of kids that you have and you know, what you're working with there. High school baseball I take very seriously, you know, trying to get the kids into that motivation, that's been a big part this year for me.
I think a lot of people here learning the district and don't really understand what all goes into that, because there's a lot to learn in terms of understanding, you know, pitchers for different teams, what they throw, how they kind of approach different hitters. You have to learn different lineups. How much of a challenge is that at the end of the day for a coach, especially like you in your first season? How much of a challenge is that?
In all honesty, it was a big challenge for us this year. You know, trying to get kids to realize that, you know, with some of the lopsided wins we had, trying to get them to realize how to switch speeds on pitchers. You know, in the first couple of innings, we may see a team's ace, and then, you know, we had a couple of lopsided losses, I mean. And, you know, they would pull them, and trying to get the kids to still stay focused and try hitting. Because of our inexperience this year, you know, our hitting wasn't top-notch. We had a couple of good guys that I thought played good no matter who was on the mound or where they was at defensively. But then, you know, trying to get the rest of the team in that situation, it was a battle for us, because I didn't know what each team had. I didn't know, you know, about who's lefty and who's throwing right and how to prepare the kids a lot this year. Next year, going into the year, I should know a little bit more about the teams that we're playing.
You mentioned the team being as young as it is, and obviously it is a very, very young team. Do you try to have the silver lining approach of, you know, yes, we might be struggling now, but a lot of this is for growth, where, you know, a year, 2 years from now, we can look back and say that these hard times led to some really, really good and productive seasons when these kids are upperclassmen?
I've tried to get that through to the kids. And even for the upperclassmen, the thing of it is you know, it was a struggle. They knew that it was going to be a struggle last year for the team, you know, but then COVID hit, so it kind of took that away. So when I took the team this year, you know, the coaches before told me it would be a little bit of a struggle to get, you know, 12 guys that wanted to play baseball at Clark Range. Now I've got five freshmen coming next year. So we're kind of, a lot of us are looking forward, even the, you know, the two or three seniors that I do have will be seniors this coming forth. You know, I try to tell them we're looking at leaving the program better tomorrow than what it was yesterday. And sometimes that's a hard pill to swallow for, a 17, 18 year old boy, because they don't want to see that. They want to win today. And we're trying to get there. But sometimes when you're dealing with, you know, freshmen and sophomore and a few juniors that haven't played high school, that can be a real struggle when you get into an experienced Monterey team or Gordonsville or Trousdale. Even Pickett County, I thought, played real well against us both games we played them. So,
How important then is it to have, because you mentioned, you know, having a couple seniors possibly next year, how important is it to have the right players that have that mentality of understanding? A lot of coaches talk about the process and that the process is boring. The process is not something that's exciting most of the time. How important is it to have players that kind of buy into that mentality?
I think it's real important. And I'll tell you, I've got a junior this year at Dalton West. You know, he'll be returning as a senior next year. And then, of course, Ethan Jones. Those two guys' work habits and seeing their progress through the year. I mean, Ethan, you know, he's an experienced ball player, but Dalton wasn't. And to see how both of them has grown on different stages.
Once again, that was Clark Range Baseball head coach Tim Jones. Coach, we appreciate you taking the time and joining us this evening. On with us on the High School Playbook now is head coach of the Cookeville Lady Cavaliers softball team, Jordan Webb. Coach, obviously this weather has put a little bit of a damper on the last two-game set with Stone Memorial, no pun intended there. How much are the girls just looking forward to actually getting back on the field and playing some more district games before the postseason?
Yeah, I think that they're ready. They're antsy. You know, we were supposed to play Stone Memorial earlier in the year, and that got scheduled due to rain. And then we were supposed to play Thursday night and pushed into a double header Monday night, then last night, then again tonight. And, you know, even tonight's on right now to try and have a look and get it ready. You know, and regardless, they're ready to get started, ready to play, whether it's the district game, the district.
So, Coach, tell me, when you look at the last couple of weeks of the regular season, what, from a team performance perspective, what sticks out to you when you look at your team's performance these past couple of weeks?
Well, I think that we have gotten away from playing fundamental softball where, you know, we're having good quality at bats up and down the order for the entire seven innings. We're playing solid defense and making the plays that we should make, you know, and maybe coming up with an extra play here and there, but, you know, making the routine plays. And I think in the pitching circle, it's kind of more of the same where we're just not as sharp as we were earlier in the year. We're getting deeper into counts. We're not making pitches in situations that we need to make, you know, maybe hitting a few too many batters or walking a few extra batters and giving up a few extra base hits when we need, you know, we need an important out. So I think if we get back to the fundamentals of, you know, just doing the routine stuff well, I think that we'll be in better shape than we have been the last couple weeks.
How much of what could help this team, Coach, is just consistency up and down the lineup right now? On paper, I feel like when I look at this team, this lineup features nine hitters that could really do some damage in the right situations, whether there's runners on base, leading in off an inning, just trying to get a runner over, what have you. How much of what this team needs is just consistency right now?
Yeah, I don't know necessarily if that's been a big problem, because we've had good production out of most of the hitters, you know, and hitting is something that players get hot and then they cool off a little bit. You know, we've suffered from a bit of that. You know, unfortunately, the last few games, a lot of the players have kind of cooled off, I guess. So, you know, if you can have four or five swinging the bat well in any given game, you know, or maybe even a few more, then, you know, it's not quite as noticeable. I think that, you know, I think that really what's shown up the last little while is our pitching and defense really hasn't been quite as strong. And, you know, I mean, we've hit the ball okay, and we put up some runs. But unless you can pitch well and defend well, you're gonna struggle getting out of situations. You can't win every single ball game, you know, with eight or nine runs on the board.
So, Coach, last question for you. Simply put, what has to happen for this team to make a deep postseason run, in your opinion? I know that the offense and pitching have both been up and down, but when they've both been going well, I feel like looking at this team, this is a really, really tough team to beat.
Yeah, I think that we're just really hoping to kind of catch some fire right here at the end, you know, especially pitching and defense. If we tighten that up and we keep swinging the bats the way we're capable of and the way we have most of the season, you know, I'm pretty excited of what we can do. You know, we can surprise some of these teams that took us down in the regular season, like Warren County and White County. I just think that if we come in and we stay around the zone pitching and we make the routine plays defensively, not give any free bases and, you know, not award them anything through errors or through walks or hit batters, then we're going to force them to beat us with their bats rather than us beating ourselves.
Once again, that is head coach of the Cookeville Lady Cavaliers. They'll be in action on Thursday night as they take on Stone Memorial in the play-in game for District 6 AAA. That's head coach of the Lady Cavs, Jordan Webb. In a season full of up and downs for so many teams, the Upper NBs have been one of the more consistent performers throughout the entirety of the season. And for head coach Wes Shanks, he says there's a lot of positive feelings around the team heading into the playoffs.
Well, there's been some, it's been very positive. Right now we're on a 3-game win streak. We've had 2 home stints with a senior night and a difficult travel game against a CAK team. And the guys have, they put their best foot forward, and that's evident with the 3 wins. And any coach can only ask for his players be playing his heart, their hardest, and be most effective when the tournament begins. And so we've had 2 other rainouts this week, which has changed our mindset for the district tournament starting Thursday, and I believe the boys are up to the task.
I know that obviously everybody wants to play, that nobody loves rainouts, but is there a silver lining there that at least, you know, the guys get a little bit of a breather, a little bit of rest heading into such an important time of the year?
You can take that, you know, both directions. We want to play, and due to last year not having a season, I kind of see it in the boys' eyes. They enjoy being out there. They want to play as many games as possible. It's fun. And so rainouts, that's part of baseball. It's always going to be a part of baseball. It's difficult to manage that for facilities and coaches. But sure, I mean, you can take that to a positive and say, hey, that gives our pitchers a few more days off. It gives us some opportunities to get in the batting cage and work on a few mechanics and hone in our skills just a little bit. So, and that's what we've done the last couple of days to prepare for this Thursday.
Obviously, as postseason starts and games start to mean a little bit more, how much more important do the fundamentals become? I know I've talked to a couple coaches, and they've said that that's sometimes what they focus on more when, you know, you've got the off days in between games in the playoffs. How much more important does that become, though, in the postseason?
It just becomes you've got to focus on those repetitions. All season long, we've stressed preseason, early season, midseason, the fundamentals, the plays, the skills, the baseball knowledge. And at this point in the year, you've played the game, you understand your responsibilities, and you have to just go ahead and be able to play and it be second nature. So there's no adding new plays. There's no creating new mechanics, pitching or hitting. It's just making sure you've got your best foot forward, making sure that you're prepared mentally as well as physically, and not making too many adjustments, just keeping them moving forward.
Coach, you mentioned that 3-game winning streak earlier. I feel like this team's played pretty consistently well all year long. How much of a believer are you in the idea of peaking at the right time, and do you feel like this team is peaking at the right time right now?
Well, I sure hope so. I believe I can see in the boys' eyes they're becoming more focused later in the season. They're starting to understand all the aspects or the terminologies that the coaching staff have presented them all season long. It's things are starting to click, and you can see that in the last several games. Now, the consistency part is we have been up and down this year. We haven't been this straight consistent, and that's due to many factors throughout the year. Again, I think part of that is last year a lot of teams haven't played a full season at all, so you have these trial early games in the year, and everybody's just now getting comfortable. And I'm hoping, and I believe we will be, our team could be more comfortable than the other team. And that's going to be who is going to be able to take away the win for that game, is who can be effective, who can be most comfortable and execute to the best of their ability to win that game. Because, you know, district time, it's, you know, ours is double elimination, but it's the mindset of win or go home.
Coach, we've talked about pitching all year long for this team, and I feel like especially in these last couple of games, we've really seen, again, just this, some of your pitchers really just step up. I know that Thomas Enzer had a really, really good outing against White County where he pitched 5 shutout innings and a mercy rule win. How important to all of your pitcher success, and looking at all of it, it seems like this sticks out, how important is efficiency? Is having those quick 1-2-3 innings, is having those innings where you're not having to labor a lot, how important has that been to the success of your pitchers this year?
Oh, that's been paramount. when pitchers end up up and down innings and they take too much time, too many pitches, it kind of affects the rest of the team because baseball is hard.
Once again, that was head coach of the Upperman Bees baseball team, Wes Shanks. The Monterey Lady Wildcats were searching for offerings throughout most of the early part of the season, all the way up until about a month ago, if you ask head coach Brad Swofford. Now that the bats have gotten warmed up and it matches the pitching they've gotten, Swofford says he really believes this is a team that is playing some of its best ball of the year at the right time.
Well, our defense has continued to be our strong point. The offense, we were slumping for a little bit there a while back, a couple weeks ago, and we had a real good breakout game against Cumberland County, and we got the job done when we needed to, got the hits where we needed them in, against Van Buren. So our offense has picked up a little bit, so I think that's a good sign going right into the postseason.
Do you believe that this team is peaking at the right time? I know a lot of coaches kind of talk about that, about how you want to be good throughout the year, but if you have to pick a time when you want to play your best ball, you obviously want to do it near the end of the year when you start getting into the playoffs.
I hope so. That's what I'm hoping, is that we're, you know, that we're hitting, we're getting those good timely hits with runners in scoring position. You know, that's all you can ask for, is to peak at the right time. And we definitely had a good week last week. I just hope it can carry on Friday and through next week. I hope so.
You mentioned the improvements at the plate. What do you think led to the improvements? Do you think it's just approach? Do you think it's just mentally your team's kind of in a better rhythm now? What do you think the key to that improvement is?
I think a little bit of both. We got some hardworking players who put in a lot of time on their own, and mentally, I mean, you get, you know, sometimes hits can be contagious, like at Crossville or against Cumberland County. We went through all the lineup and everybody got a base hit and right at the top of the sixth. So, you know, it can be contagious sometimes, and that goes with mental. So I think it's a combination of things.
How much of a good sign is it that your defense, because we talked about that a few weeks ago, that your defense was one thing that you were really pleased with. How much of a good sign is that, that in this time of the year when maybe players start to kind of get a little complacent, you know, you kind of get used to being out there every single day. How much of a good sign is that, that your players haven't really done that? They've stayed consistent. The defense has still been good, especially heading into the most important time of the season.
Well, it's kept us, defense and pitching has kept us in nearly in every game that we've played. You know, we've only got, we got run ruled by Upperman early in the year. We had a bad game against Smith a couple weeks ago that turned into kind of a run rule in the top of the sixth. Other than that, we've been, it has made us competitive in every game. So anytime that you can play good defense and pitch well, you know, even if the hitting kind of falters here and there, you're going to be in games. So that's, it should keep put us in any game that we're in.
Coach, when you look around this district right now, obviously district tournament play starts up real, real soon. What are some things that are going to be important for this team if you want to make a deep playoff run this year?
Well, the 1 and 2 teams are Gordonsville and Drysdale, and we've when we played them in the regular season, both those teams, we left a lot of runners on base. So we've got to, like I said earlier, we've got to get those timely hits, get those, drive in those runs, those runners that are on second, third, we got to get them in. You know, if Gordonsville pitcher, she walks the bases low, we've got to get a big hit. We got to make her pay for it. And, you know, same thing with Trousdale. We get runners on, we got to capitalize. If we can do that, I think we got a good shot because we played those teams, you know, very well this year. Just came up a little short.
It will be no walk in the park for the Lady Wildcats of Monterey, as they'll have to take on Gordonsville and Trousdale County at some point if they want to make it far deep into the postseason. And Swofford knows that while his team has played them close, they haven't played them when their bats have been going as they are now, leading hopefully to a Monterey Lady Wildcat victory when the time comes. Once again, that was head coach of the Lady Wildcats, Brad Swofford. The effects of the lost year of 2020 due to COVID-19 have still been felt throughout the Upper Cumberland this year, as many teams are having to play younger players who would have used that season as a development year. Clay County is one such team, as Coach Alex Grace of the Lady Bulldogs joins us now to talk about, Coach, what sticks out about how this team has played from the beginning of the year to now for you?
I think that just playing in general has helped them. I know as well as other teams lost a whole year last year. So the experience and just having many games has helped them. And just believing in themselves.
Is part of it just also the chemistry? I know when me and Coach Kingery have talked on here before, a lot of it has been just, you know, getting some girls back from basketball, getting them worked in, building that chemistry on the field. Has how much of a role is getting that improved chemistry played?
Oh my gosh, tons. I agree 100% with her. I think them finally getting the chemistry together and playing so many games together has helped a lot, and finally hitting a good peak. And hitting the ball and communicating well on the field, on the defense as well.
Coach, as young as this team is, from your perspective, what have you seen them from the beginning of the year to now? I know the season didn't get off to the best start for this team because of not having all of your players. But especially for the younger players, what have you seen from the beginning of the year to now that they've really improved in?
They've done a tremendous start. Tremendous job, and just knowing what to do with the ball and coming up to the plate, having more confidence in themselves and really communicating. At the beginning, we did not communicate very well, but as you said, with having our basketball players back, it took a while to get the chemistry together. So communicating was a big key for us.
Do you think sometimes people forget that these are, you know, high school athletes, they're high school kids that are playing, and sometimes we expect too much out of them? Do you think sometimes there's not enough patience for younger players in today's game?
I think that has a little bit to do with it. I know myself, I guess it's been so long since I've played, I forgot how nervous I got. But I'm hoping by this point that it's gotten better, their jitters are out, and they're just ready to go into this postseason with all they got.
So we've talked about the younger kids. Let's talk about the seniors on this team and what you think they've meant to this program, because I asked Coach about this a few weeks ago, because I remember I think it was the Livingston Academy game a couple weekends back where she put in a few younger players, and I think, I don't know what happened in the very next game, can't recall off the top of my head, but she wasn't very pleased with the effort she saw, and she said something along the lines of, you know, I didn't take the seniors out who have two games left on this field just for you to be out there to be out there. What does that say about the seniors and what they kind of mean to this team and what they mean to y'all as a coaching staff?
They mean so much. I think that game right there was a big turnaround for us. It really opened their eyes just because they knew that they don't have many games left, and they've really stepped it up these past few weeks since that game especially, because it seems to, whenever they hit the ball and right off the bat when they're hitting the ball, the rest of the team just seems to follow them. So I'm hoping they'll just keep doing the same and keep everything pumped up for the rest of the girls.
So, Coach, how much more important do seniors like the ones you have, good seniors that have good leadership skills and that kind of understand what younger players go through struggle-wise sometimes, how much more important do they become on a young team such as this one?
It's very important because young players, they tend to sometimes when they're put in positions to help the team, they put too much pressure on themselves. Sometimes I think, and seeing the seniors, now they compose themselves and just lead the team, it makes a huge difference. And they can go talk to them, and sometimes it's hard to come talk to a coach. And when you have, you know, older players, it's sometimes easier just to go talk to them instead, see how they're feeling.
So, Coach, obviously we're coming up on that time of the year where every game starts to mean a little bit more, and, you know, you get in these win-or-go-home games where, you know, your season's on the line every night and you have to play your best game every night. What do you think is the key for this team to make some noise and, you know, win a couple games here in the postseason?
I think a big thing is just taking one game at a time, taking each inning at a time, just making sure we keep our errors down and keep their bats hot right now like they have been.
Again, that is Alex Grace, coach of the Clay County Lady Bulldogs. On with me now is the head coach of the White County Warriors baseball team, head coach Sean Floyd. Coach, we've finally reached the playoffs. When you look at the body of work from these last couple of weeks, we'll say, what sticks out to you as far as what you've seen from your guys in the field?
Well, you know, I think that we've improved, you know, dramatically in some areas. You know, defensively, I think that, you know, we're starting to, you know, get a little better handling, you know, situations. The biggest thing, too, is we've had some guys come back from injury. You know, we've had a lot of injuries early on in the season, and now we're able to get those guys back out there. So that's helped us. We're still struggling offensively, but as far as defensively, I think that we've played much better.
Coach, tell me, in a year like this, in a season where you've told me before, you've got a lot of younger guys that are playing in tough spots and are having to come in tough situations. How important is leadership from a guy like Tucker Allen, a guy that you've had that is going to be playing at the next level? How important is that?
Oh, it's imperative. You know, Tucker's a great young man. You know, he works hard. He does, you know, all the little things, you know, right, that we ask him to do. You know, and the thing is, when you talk about leadership, you know, Tucker, he's been there, he's done it, he's played. You know, he's the most experienced player we have on the field, and so having that leadership, having that encouragement and that knowledge is vital for us to continue to grow, and it helps, you know, relax some of the guys as well.
I know the season's been tough for you and your guys, Coach, but I have to ask, is there a silver lining in that these tough times will help develop younger players and pay off in the long run here in maybe a couple seasons?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You know, you look at our lineup, and most of the time, you know, we're playing 2 to 3 sophomores, you know, freshmen, you know, several, you know, juniors that are basically playing, you know, just like they were a freshman or at best sophomore, because they didn't get that season last year. And so, you know, they're getting that experience, getting those guys, you know, reps is so important. You know, we had 4 seniors this year. You know, looking back at, you know, games, we had, you know, about 19, 20 guys that played in, you know, 13 plus games this year. And, you know, that makes a big difference. You know, when you start talking about, you know, played in over half our games, you know, we got young guys getting some experience out there. So, you know, you're getting about 15 guys that are going to be coming back next year with game experience.
Your team currently finds itself in the play-in game on Thursday against Stone Memorial, Coach. What's the key to a victory here against a team that's got some really, really tough pitching, especially when you think about a kid like Dylan Wittenberg?
Yeah, you know, Stone. Let me tell you, Stone has they've done a great job. They've got a great coach up there. You know, Coach Stokes does a wonderful job with them. You know, they've taken their lumps over the years. You know, they had a young team, you know, for several years, and those guys are now, you know, older and experienced, and so they're a high quality, you know, team, and we know that we were going to have to play our best game of the season in order to compete against them. With that being said, you know, what's the key to victory? You know, it's take advantage of, you know, every opportunity that we have. We've got to find a way to put, you know, runs on the board, which means we have to be able to get guys on. We have to be able to move them around, and we have to be able to drive them in. And then we have to play solid defensively. We cannot afford to make mistakes. We're not good enough offensively to make mistakes. And so we have to be 100% solid there. And, you know, hopefully, you know, that'll translate into, you know, a victory for us.
Once again, the Warriors of White County find themselves in the play-in game for District 6 AAA. They'll take on Stone Memorial, a team with a lot of tough pitching, on Thursday night. And the winner of that game gets top-seeded Warren County in McMinnville for Game 1 on Friday. Again, that was the head coach of the White County Warriors, head coach Sean Floyd. Coach, we appreciate you being with us tonight. Joining me now on the high school playbook, York Institute softball coach Kerry Johnson. Coach, what are some things that have stuck out to you in these last few games of the regular season regarding your team's overall performance?
We have played better overall as far as doing the little things a little better. You know, we've worked on that some. The thing that's probably hurt us the most is we always seem to have one inning that just takes us out of the game. We our last two games is prime examples. Our last two district games we played Upperman. We gave up. We had two outs in the top of the first inning. Two outs, first two batters up and out, and then they scored 10 runs with two outs. And then the Watertown game, we give up 8 runs in the first inning, and from that point on, we play a 10-0 game for the next 5 innings. You know, we give up 2 runs, and you know, we're just a few details away from being pretty close to being competitive with most everybody, but we're still, you know, we lost a pitcher and we're always having to deal with that.
Coach, when we last spoke, you mentioned that this was a team that you were in need of some leadership for this group, and Caroline Talon has been that for you all season. That's what you said last time. Have you had anybody else step up for you as a leading voice for some of these younger players?
You've had, believe it or not, I had a little freshman. Allie Hanley has really come on and has kind of taken a helped out with that. But Caroline has been the leader of this team since the day she walked on campus as a freshman 4 years ago, and she's, you know, and they listen to her. She's quiet, but when she says something, it's like, you know, like I said, I think it's kind of like your mother scolding you. She just gives you a look, and the little girl's kind of, okay, Caroline's looking at me, I better straighten up. But Allie Hanley has kind of assumed that, and that's going to be something they can build on for the next couple of years since she is only a freshman.
With postseason play looming soon, Coach, what's one thing, in your opinion, that this team is doing really well right now? I think that a lot of teams talk about trying to peak at the right time, and I think that there are plenty of teams that will benefit from doing that. Are there anything – what are some of the biggest positives you're seeing from this team right now, though?
We, like I said, we're playing better defensively, except we're giving that one inning away, it seems like, every game. Other than that, that's probably our best improvement. We're making the plays we should make most of the time, and that's a vast improvement on where we have been. We still need to hit the ball better and get more runners on base, but that's in the cages during the week in practice.
Last question for you, Coach. Do you know right now who it is you'll be matched up with at the district tournament at this point in time? And if so, what do you know about who, that team that you'll be playing?
Well, I think we're matched up. I'm not sure. We have our district tournament meeting and all-district team meeting tomorrow. I think we're going to be going to Macon County on Friday. I'm looking at our standings, right? So, and it is a double elimination, and the first round games are at the higher seeds place. And so that's where we look to be going, I think. And then from that point on, I think everybody will play again on Monday, no matter what happens. And that will be at Watertown. Don't have any idea who that would be. That would be, you know, a winner or a loser somewhere else.
Once again, that was head coach of the York Institute Lady Dragons, Kerry Johnson. The Clay County Bulldogs are playing some of their best ball of the season with the postseason looming soon. And joining me now is the coach of the Clay County Bulldogs, head coach Lee Bowles. Sir, we've made it to the postseason time of the year. How exciting is it after having to miss last year? How exciting is it to start playing in some high-intensity games against some top-notch competition?
And it's actually awesome. And, you know, I'm really amped up for it. The boys are amped up for it. I'm hoping we go in there and we give them a good game and show up and play some good ball.
again, Coach, said when I introduced you there, I really feel like this team is playing some of its best ball of the whole season right now. What do you feel like you can attribute that to? Because I feel like there's a couple factors that are really working in your guys' favor. There's a lot of good things going on in pitching. The offense seems like it's figuring itself out. What do you attribute it to, though?
Well, they finally got them out of games together, and that was a key point this year. And I think that's the reason why they're starting to really gel. And really looking forward to see what they can do in the district tournament.
So, Coach, tell me, how much stock do you put into the idea of peaking at the right time? Because, again, really seems like this team is doing that right now. So how much stock do you put into that?
Oh, man, a lot, really. I mean, because I think when you peak at the right time, you have a lot of momentum. And momentum in the game of baseball is huge. And you got to ride the wave with that momentum. So I'm just hoping that they, like I say, I hope when they get into the district Friday that they are fully amped up, ready to go, play consistent, and let the momentum take them where it needs to go.
On the pitching side of things, Coach, I have to ask, what do you think has been the key to the recent improvement when you've got guys like Jacob Daniels, who's pitched really well, Sawyer Kerr has been a lot better on the mound? What do you think the key has been?
More confidence. That's the main. I think they all have a little bit more confidence in what they did starting off the year, and it's showing. And that's I think that's the keys to their productivity.
When we look at how this team has done on the mound, I have to ask, do you think there's been maybe a trickle-down effect of them seeing what's made Ethan Spears successful? He's been really good all season. Do you think they're starting to see that, and they're now starting to see success of their own because of some kind of trickle-down effect?
Well, some of it, yes, and then some of it, no. I think some of it was just kind of was nerves and was just kind of doubting their ability. And when Ethan got on the mound for us early in the year, he didn't have no nerves. He just got up there and throwed and done what he's supposed to. And I think these guys, now that the season's progressed, their nerves is settled and they're getting up there on the rubber and starting to, show people what they can do also.
All right, Coach, I've got one final question for you, and I promise you it's a really, 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 really simple question. For this team to make a deep postseason run, like every team wants to, at the start of the year when you set your goals, you want to be deep into the postseason. What has to happen for this team to be that team that goes on a deep postseason run?
They've got to get consistent at hitting the ball because I think they're defensive-wise, they're pretty stout, but they have got to be more – they got to take more advantage on the offensive side of the ball. And what I mean by that is they got to hit the ball in the gaps. You can't just be hitting it to these guys. You got to hit the ball in the gaps. You got to be, and hit fundamental balls, what they got to do.
The Bulldogs have, at least in my opinion, one of the best first-round matchups of the district tournament season around the Upper Cumberland, as they'll take on Pickett County, another member of UC Sports Nation. That game will happen on Friday at 4:30, with the winner taking on the winner of the game between Gordonsville and Clark Range. Until then, though, that was Clay County Bulldogs head coach Lee Bowles. Coach, we appreciate you hopping on with us tonight.